All right, so I'm going to just share a couple of thoughts that I have and about the coronavirus, obviously, and we'll have a little bit of time for you to respond afterwards, but I want to share what's on my heart. And the first thing is, I've been praying about this nonstop this entire week. And the one thing, there's a lot of things I'm not sure of, but the one thing I am sure of is I think this is the greatest outreach opportunity probably any church, but certainly our church, has had in years. Whether we continue to meet every Sunday in person or not, here's why I think this. We have a nation, actually a whole world, of people who are really unsettled and don't know what's going on, and many are sick and literally dying. This is a very serious situation that we're in right now, and it is unprecedented. We have not experienced anything like this before. And while all this that we've never experienced before is happening, we are also in a society that is not like it has been before. So when other disasters have happened, even as recently as 9/11, which is now almost 20 years ago, which I can't believe, but people's default was, I need to go to church, right? I need to go to church, or I need to, if they're not Christians, I need to go to some faith community. I need to find something, some kind of spiritual connection. I have to go there. But we are not in that society anymore. For the first time probably ever, we are in a society whose default is not church. So there are a whole bunch of people out there who are terrified, and they wouldn't even think of coming to church. It doesn't seem like a viable solution to them, whether it's because they weren't brought up in it, they don't know anything about it, or because the Christians that they've seen on the news are so unappealing and don't seem safe, or whatever. People are not going to say, oh my goodness, I'm in trouble, I'm going to go to church. They're just not. But we're also in a unique situation that, and well, no, on top of that, we're also in a unique situation that this is the one disaster where the more frightened people are, the less they will try to get together with people. Do you know what I mean? Like, at 9/11, everybody was trying to get together with their friends and their family, and pretty sure in the world wars, you know, people were gathering with their family, people were hiding in bomb shelters together, people were doing these things together. This is the one time that the more frightened you are of getting sick, the less likely you are to go try to find other people to be with. But we also have resources that we have never had before. So I'm going to say a little bit about the internet. I know there's a lot of people here that don't like the internet. You might not believe this. I actually don't like the internet. I use it. I have an entire second job that is all about the internet, but I really kind of hate it. Because there's a lot of things that are terrible about it. There are a lot of bad things that happen on the internet. But here's the other thing. We're Christians. Our identity, like we talked about this morning, is in Christ. And our job is to reflect God to the world, including to take everything under Christ's command, to bring everything under the lordship of Christ. This is the time to bring the internet under the lordship of Christ. So, whether we continue to meet here on Sundays or not, during this time, the way that we are going to be able to reach out to people who don't know Christ yet, which I think is what we want to do here, right, is by getting on the internet and reaching out to them there, because they're not coming here. And we're not going to really run into them in too many other places unless they have to go to work. And so I set up we were already talking about having a prayer team for Thursday afternoons to pray on the street corner, and we weren't going to start that till after Easter anyway, because we have to get schedules set up, we have to get a rotation, who's going to be there, we need to have at least two people the whole time, but because of the situation that we're in right now, we can actually start now. So we already have a a Facebook group that's private that only people that are in the group can see what gets posted there. I created a second one for the prayer team. We have a little prayer team training. Some of you have taken it already, and that's great, and you can be added into that group. If you haven't taken it, but you want to be part of the prayer team, or you just want to be the part of the internet prayer team, like, I can't be available on Thursday afternoons ever, but I can pray online, right? You can be part of that, and I encourage you to reach out. I posted something on our Facebook page. Share that. If you have Facebook, share that on your wall. So people already, I posted it yesterday morning, and three people wrote messages to our Facebook page. So people want to know that other people are looking out for them. But they're not going to come here to get that prayer. If we said, come to our church and we'll lay hands on you and pray for you, right now, they're not coming for that. So this, and we can be available to help people on one-on-one basis, our neighbors, make sure that you're keeping it in touch with your neighbors. We should be calling each other. We should, you know, if you're not on Facebook, you don't have to join Facebook, but we should be keeping in contact with each other. We're family. We are the people of God. Whether we're in this building or not, this building is beautiful. And I love this building. And it is not the church. We are. So that is whether we're still meeting in person or not. Let's get on board and try to reach out. If all you have is the phone, great. Call people. They can be part of this church family or not. Call them. Are you okay? Do you need anything? If you have something that you can share, share it with them. This is how the church is going to make an impact on people who don't know Christ yet. I also want to talk a little bit about fear. There's a whole lot of people who are afraid, and they know they're afraid, and they're saying, yep, I'm afraid, panicking, anxiety. And there's a lot of other people that are like, no, there's nothing to be afraid of. So let's break that down a little. As the people of God, we know we do not need to be afraid, because the Bible is full of fear not, and God is love, and perfect love casts out fear. And there is no reason that we need to be afraid of any way that this scenario pans out. But there is a lot of scary stuff right now. So please, be gentle with each other. If you're afraid, it's okay. You don't have to feel ashamed. We have a great God who loves you, whether you're afraid or not. Don't beat each other up for being afraid, because stuff is bad enough right now already. So let's let us try to encourage faith in each other without making people feel ashamed if they are actually afraid. Here are some things that people here or outside of these walls could be afraid of. They could be afraid of actually catching the disease. They could be afraid of the economic impact on people in need, which is very serious. and please, if you know people who are being affected financially, let the church leadership know, because we don't have a ton of money, but we do have a deacon's fund, and so we want to be able to use that for people who have genuine needs. People could be afraid of what happens if the church closes. What if we can't meet on Sundays? This might remain our decision, but there's a chance that it may be taken out of our hands entirely. We may not actually be able to meet here. And, you know, what will happen? Are we going to shrink? What's going to go on? Let me say this. This church has survived a couple of centuries and a whole period of time of upheaval and turmoil and no pastor. And if we have to close our doors and we can't meet for a week or two or even a couple months, God is not going to let this church end. He's keeping it alive. He kept it alive all through that whole time. And you had the faith for that to happen. So please keep having the faith. Seriously. Because he didn't bring you through all that just to have us permanently close our doors now. He didn't. That's something else I'm positive of. The other thing that we might be afraid of is what I'm afraid of. Here's what I'm afraid of. What you guys are going to think about whatever I decide. I am going to get emotional in a second. I am not lying. I have been crying and headache and stomach ache all week because I am so scared of how you guys are going to respond, whichever thing I decide. Because one of the good qualities that I have as a leader is that I am a consensus builder, I'm a collaborator, I like to get people's input. But one of the downsides to that is that I care a whole lot what people think, and I don't always listen to God, I listen to everybody else. I struggle with the fear of man, as it is traditionally called. So I'm going to ask you, I told you I have not made a decision about Sunday, and like I said, it may be taken out of my hands, your hands, anybody's hands. I have talked to the leadership about this, and we have, you know, we've wrestled with it, and we've looked in the Bible about it, and we're still, you know, it's still in process. But for whatever reason, and I already said this in the sermon this morning, God has called me to be a pastor, and I don't know why. Because I would rather not be responsible for how this plays out for a whole bunch of other people that aren't me. I would much rather be the person that just goes along with whatever my leader says. And I don't like to have to make those decisions. I don't like to have to say, you know what, everybody's saying this, but I actually think that this is what God is calling us to do. But I want to ask you for two things. Please pray for me. Because whether I like it or not, ultimately the buck stops here. And I am trying to discern what God is saying for us, for the good of this community, so that we can be the church to this community. Please trust my heart. That is what I want to do. I want to glorify God and I want to build his church. And whatever the decision is, that is what's behind it. I am a human being just like you. I'm going to let you guys down. If it's not this time, it's going to be some other time. I probably already have. Also, I'm a rookie. I've never done this before. So please have some grace. And please remember that even if I'm not perfect, and also you're not perfect, so you might not have the right perspective either. please have some grace and trust not me, but the Holy Spirit within me. Because I don't know why, but I know, and I think you know, that God brought us together for some reason, and he wants to do his work here. And he is not going to let us screw it up so badly that he can't be glorified and that his kingdom can't be built. So, and if the more you, let me say this too, if I make a decision and you disagree with it, pray harder for me. The more you disagree with me or don't like me or whatever, the harder you should pray for me. Because one of us is going to change. We know that prayer works. And God wants his people to be his people, and God wants us to be united. And God loves all of us. And we love all of us too. So let's not lose sight of that. Okay. Come at me. What you got? You're going on Facebook. Awesome.
Not a social statement, but I got to go to the bedroom.
Okay. I will say, if we do end up not being able to meet here, I will, actually, this afternoon, I'm going to go on Facebook, 2 o'clock. If you're already in the Facebook group and you want to try this, I have actually never tried Facebook Live before, and I hate videoing myself, but I will make that sacrifice. I'm going to go on there just to experiment with it. And so what it is there's some button I can click, and it will start videoing me live. And you will get a if you're in that group, you'll get a notification that says that I'm on. And you can click on there, and you can watch me. And you can't talk to me, but you can, like, comment, and I'll see your comment while I'm talking. That way we'll know if, like, how it works, how it's going to work, so that if we end up having to do that, at least all of us kind of are on board and know how to do it. And hopefully, and that's another way we can do outreach, because there are people who will never walk in the doors of a church, but they might come listen to something that they can sit in their pajamas and watch on Facebook. And then if they do it enough times, maybe when we're open again, they'll actually come in person. So. Yeah. Can you get Carlene to help you make an account? So if you get Carlene to make you an account, so she can help you and then make an account, and then I will add you, and then I can walk you through it, but I can't probably explain it from here. What's that? Yeah. Yes. Can you what? Yeah. You want to come up here, or are you going to go?
Now, I'm chairman of the Board of Deacons, and we've talked about how we feel, how our spirits feel, and being a deacon, I know we feel this people talk to me. No fear. I don't know what my life feels. But I do know that coming together, we've got to be cautious. Now, I've been pulled to the hospital, messed up my fingers, and I'm seeing what's happening in the hospital. Everybody needs a hospital. So going in, you're having extra precautions, cleaning. I've never seen so many people relying on me as I did this week. They were totally on top of everything. This week, we were going to have church. Kyle and I came in here, we were disinfecting everything, trying to clean it up, getting for some antibiotic to come through that door or anywhere else. We can't sanitize it into that door. So we're trying to make it as clean, as safe as we possibly can for our brothers and sisters in Christ. But like Pastor said, whether we get shut down, whether the state of emergency continues to grow right now, we're not saying that any group can't meet, but just live groups. But, you know, as a church, we do love the people who come here. We want to do the best we can to present Christ to them. And, you know, I had a good, really good, hot talk with the pastor. And we don't agree on all things. But what we do agree on is we're going to try to do the best we can for every person. Best. I don't know how it's going to work out. Pastor doesn't know how it's going to work out. But being an older member of the Christian body here, my son is sitting right there. I have children that have done. I mean, I've seen him being gone. I know Brent for years and years. You try the best you can to love him. We don't know how, but we're going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sandy?
I just want to say thank you. I am so blessed that we've
Thank you. It's great to have you guys here. Yeah, Sam.
Our faith to him, then your
Yep.
Personally, everything is cool.
Good. Well, praise God. And thank you, Sam.
All pastors that I've seen here, which is not much, you know, because I've been in and out. But I totally trust in you and you are in whatever you say.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is really up to, it's really up to God what happens. And here's the other thing. Somebody could get it wrong. I could get it wrong. Somebody there could get it wrong, whatever. But God loves us more than that. If we are honestly seeking his face and trying to do, and in good conscience doing what we believe God is saying to do, that is more important to God than the actual thing. And God, like I said, God is invested in this church. He's going to build this church. And so what if we, but we're going to need to be united. So if I make a decision that you don't agree with, you are free to not agree. And that's true for everything here. You are free to not agree. But what I'm going to request is that there's been factions here before. We don't want those. So if you have a problem, you can talk to me about it. Please don't talk to each other about it. Please don't start to stir up trouble. Please don't backbite each other or me or anybody, because that is the thing that's going to dishonor God and misuse his name and tear this place right back apart. And that's not what Jesus died for. So, yes?
I just want to say, if anybody needs toilet paper.
Yeah, we can. I married a prepper. I think that was...